headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, it's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Open phones this hour, Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author and host of the Dr. John Deloney Show, is my co-host today. We will be talking about your life and your money. 888-825-5225. Jay is with us in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Jay. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm going to be as quick as I can.
Okay.
Other than my mortgage, my wife and I have no debt of any kind. We just built our dream house. The balance on the mortgage is $550. I'm sitting on about $500,000 cash. And so my question for you guys is, do I take a substantial amount of this money and just do a recast and nuke my monthly mortgage payment? Do I take a substantial amount of money and invest it in mutual funds? We do have retirement accounts. Or, you know, do I just sit and hold all of it? I don't think that's the best strategy. My wife and I really don't feel comfortable with having less than $100,000 in cash just because of the nature of my job. And honestly, we don't have any children yet, and we want to have at least one child.
What's your household income?
The last year we made right at $350.
Okay. What's the nature of your job that is unsettling to your wife?
Well, I'm in real estate full-time, and it's been great, but, you know, I do see the market turning where I am,
yep.
And, you know, you just can't count on selling 40-plus homes a year every year for the rest of your life. You know, it's a bit of a work-life balance, and if we can have a kid, you know, I'm going to take my foot off the gas at some point. I'm not there yet, but that's the long-term play.
Okay. All right. Let me I'm going to assume the goal is what is the answer to the question should be based on what is the shortest distance between where you are and wealth and the shortest distance between where you are and a high quality of life. If those were the same answer, then we would go with that. Agreed?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Pay off your house.
Okay.
As soon as you can. Put $500 on it today, or $400 on it today, or $450 on it today. Take a big chunk of your wonderful income and finish it off by spring. Be 100% debt free as soon as you possibly can. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen and why I said that. Then you get to decide if I'm right. Okay. In studying 10,000 plus millionaires, the largest study of millionaires ever done in North America, and in 30 years of sitting in this seat, walking with people that have become wealthy, the data shows us very, very clearly that the typical millionaire in the first $1 to $5 million of net worth has two things. They have a beefy, consistently funded over a 10 or a 12 year period of time, plus 401k Roth IRA plan in good mutual funds, and they have a paid for house. That is the typical case of all of them that we've studied. Now, there's exceptions, but the vast majority fall, they have those two things. Almost none of them said, we didn't pay off our house, we invested the money in mutual funds, not in a retirement account, and that made us wealthy. That is a theory that that a lot of people talk about, and actually almost no wealthy people do it.
Right.
So the shortest distance from where you are to millionaire, based on the data and the experience I have, is pay off your house as soon as you possibly can, and then continue to steadily invest in your retirement. The second thing that's going to happen that is not from the data, but is from personal experience as well as experience of sitting in this seat, is what you don't realize as a self-employed person and as a salesperson to boot, is that when you have zero debt, your swagger changes. The way you walk changes. The way you deal with clients changes. The way you get rid of high-maintenance, time-sucking, horrible clients and don't take them makes you available to take on the good clients. You will end up making more money because you're peaceful and you are more selective and you're careful. And a broke salesman smells different than one that's not.
Right?
You're going to make more money because you paid off your house. It's hard to grasp that, but all of my 30 years of experience indicates that that's the truth.
And I'll throw one more at you, okay? Number three, your wife sits in some, she's got $500,000 in a checking account, and she still has that little voice saying, we're not safe, we're not safe, we're not safe. If something happens, if the market turns, if something goes sideways, we're not safe, we're not safe. Take all of the risk variables off your table. Then you don't need $100,000. Y'all have never breathed air where you owe nobody anything. And suddenly you don't need $100,000 because if the market turns and you only sell 15 houses, there's nobody starving, right? You're gonna have to change your lifestyle a little bit, but all your bills are covered, right? It changes the air you breathe in your home, which makes you laugh a little bit more. You sleep a little bit different. You don't skip as many workouts. You don't fit. Your whole rhythm changes.
When I got a net worth in excess of $10 million and had zero debt, I did not work less hard. I just worked less desperate.
Oh, you should write that book.
You know, yeah. I still work. You know, I work my butt off.
Yeah.
I love what I do. So I'm down here all the time. But I absolutely have zero arithmetic, mathematical reason to work.
Yep.
Zero.
Yep.
And I'm not bragging. It's just this crap I teach works.
That's right. That's right.
And I've been doing it a long time. So sometimes salespeople sell a lot and work really hard and have bad work-life balance and it's desperation. And sometimes they do it just because they're freaking good at it.
And they like it.
I mean, they're Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, man. They just get her done. Yep. And it's just a thing of beauty to watch. You know, they're in a zone. They're artists with what they do. And it changes your brush strokes. It just does, man. And you hit the ball different. You throw the ball. I mean, the whole thing, I'm telling you, it changes everything. And it's hard to grasp that. And that is, for those of you listening in on this conversation, which is all of you except Jay, because it was with him. But Jay, go pay your house off. Shut up. But no, then anyway, but that's part of, we were talking about this in a meeting a little bit earlier. The borrower is slave to the lender. Now, we throw that around and we go, okay, yeah, when all your money comes in and you have to give it all to the bank, that feels like a slave, right? So the Bible's telling the truth in Proverbs 22:7, right? And so, but, you know, here's the thing you need to take on is, what are the character qualities and lifestyle and mental health of a slave?
Mm-hmm. They're trapped.
They don't have any choices.
Right.
Everyone else makes their choices for them.
They've got no freedom. They've got no peace. They don't breathe their own air. Yeah.
It's impossible to be generous.
Right.
Slaves are never generous. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever met a generous slave? I've never met a slave, so yeah. I don't know. But, you know, but I mean, think about it. Think about the concept of what slavery does to the psyche.
Yeah.
What slavery does to your psychology, to your body.
It takes everything, and it's generational, right? It goes on for, it yeah, keeps
and
going.
And you don't even
going.
Know it because right. you get so used to it that even the people of Israel wanted to go back to Egypt.
Yeah.
Because your spirit is damaged at that point. And we don't grasp all of that when we're just talking about,
I want to get out of credit card debt.
It's great. Get Sally Mae out of the house. She's a witch. Get her out, okay? But what happens to your life and your spirit, it's a big, big subject. This is The Ramsey Show. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. If you're listening to this show, there's a good chance you finally had enough of where you are in life right now. Enough mediocre relationships, enough being stuck in meaningless 9-to-5 J-O-Bs, enough struggling to pay for gas, enough struggling to pay for groceries, enough. I make too much to be this broke. The truth is, nothing's going to change until you change it. So this month we're bringing back the Ramsey $10 sale. You can get up to 83% off our number one best-selling books and tools that'll help you finally take control, like the Total Money Makeover, Know Yourself, Know Your Money, Own Your Past, Change Your Future by Dr. John Deloney, Questions for Human Cards by Dr. John Deloney. I've got a new quick readout called The Momentum Theorem. Or if you're looking for a career change to grow your income, pay off your debt, check out Ken Coleman's resume templates. So, $10, you can finally say enough is enough. Enough! go to RamseySolutions.com today and check out the store. You'll see what's going on. Our question of the day comes from Blinds.com. They are the number one online retailer for custom window coverings. When you deal with them, you'll see why. You get free samples, free shipping, and with the new promos they run every month, you'll save even more. Always use the magic word, the promo code Ramsey.
All right, today's question comes from Jane in Wisconsin. My daughter is 15 and has recently experienced some mental health challenges. I'm concerned about her ability to manage the money her grandparents have been investing for her. I currently manage the account, but it will transfer to her when she turns 16. Should I allow the account to transfer to her but hide the login details or transfer the money into my name until she turns 21? Both feel morally wrong and maybe illegal. Is there a legal way to ensure she can't access it until she's 21? So, Dave, operating rules, never lie to your kids. This is complex because her child's obviously struggling with some challenges here. I don't know the legality. You've probably seen this question more than I have. I don't know why you can hide something that transfers to a kid, but also this kid's a minor.
Yeah. So it doesn't transfer to the kid. You're confused somewhere.
Okay.
All bank accounts, all mutual funds for people under 21 have a custodian on them, an adult.
Or 18 or 21?
18, 21, depending on your state, whatever. Okay. But, I mean, you're not 21 if it's mutual funds. You're not able to enter into contract law, which opening a savings account is, in any state in the union when you're not an adult.
There you go. Yep.
And so, now, the trust may transfer to her, the whatever, but she doesn't suddenly become the owner of $1 million at 16 years old or whatever this amount of money is. It just doesn't happen. Now, but I'm with John. Just tell her the truth. Hey, I'm walking with you through these mental health things, and you don't need the pressure of this right now. The money is yours. It'll be there for you. You'll have access to it when you are healthy, and you are able to make good decisions with it, and like when you're an adult. Nobody's going to do anything with it. I'm not buying me a new car with it. I'm not doing anything like that. The money's there. It's yours, sweetie. It's okay. And it may be only $1,000. I don't know what it is. We don't know from this. And sometimes people get it in their head, this is a lot of money. It's not immoral and it's not illegal to care for your children. They're minors. It's immoral and to not care for your children.
Or to hand somebody who's struggling $1 million.
Yeah, it's not ethical. Yeah. Now, if she was 23, now you got all kinds of issues.
Well, moral, you really don't have any issues.
Moral,
it's her money.
Moral and legal.
It's her money.
Well, I mean, you can't do that then. You just have to talk. You could say, you could offer to become her power of attorney until she gets well, but that you would do that for your friend who's 32 also.
That's right.
You know, and so, but you've got a minor here, and they just, they have a right to ethical treatment. They have a right to nurturing. They have a right to nutrition. They have a right to not be abused, but they don't have ownership rights as minors.
Right.
My car by the 3-year-old is not actually a true statement.
Well, and I think we forget sometimes, Dave.
Had this negotiation with one of Rachel's the other day.
So. I imagine. But we've all agreed as a society, we think you should be 16 before you get behind a 3,000-pound metal missile headed down the highway. Let's wait till you're 18. Let's wait till you're 21 for some of these. But then we turn around and we just ask kids to make so many heavy decisions. Or what do you want to do when you're 15 years old or 14 years old? Man, they need adults in their lives to help keep them well and help
them whole. It's okay to give them information, but not the weight.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to carry this for you. It's going to be here for you when you need it.
Yeah.
But you don't get to, you know, you're not going to go buy a $50,000 car because grandma gave you $100,000.
Right.
You're not going to do it, and because you're not capable of making that decision. And so someone will be assigned as the custodian until she's 18. There's currently someone. I currently manage the account, but it will transfer to her when she turns 16. I don't know where you got your information, Jane, but something's confused here.
Hey, let me ask you this. If she took that money and rolled it into a 529, is that a way to shelter it from her kid and save it for college?
I don't know what the source of the money is.
Okay.
And whether that's going to be okay. I I just think you just say no.
Yeah, I don't like stealing. I don't like
you're doing heroin, and I'm not giving you any money.
Yeah,
sue me. You know, and if you want to, you know, go live somewhere else or whatever, and you want to get a lawyer, then you can do that, I guess. But I'm not giving you. I'm not going to assist you in harming yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, misusing this money is harming you and the future you, and I just love you too much to let you do that. And so, you know, another version of that we always said was we had Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, mm-hmm. which was before there were 529s. That's how you save money. It's just all that means is you open a mutual fund in the kid's name, but you're the custodian, just like we're talking about. And parents would say, always say, well, I don't know. I mean, my kid turns 16 or turns 21. I mean, what if they're doing heroin? I would just go, well, technically, you're 21. It's their money. I guess they've got a well-financed heroin addiction. Or you can just look at them and go, find it. I'm stealing it. You know, that's technically illegal.
Right.
But, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to take care of my child.
Right.
And if some of you don't like it, screw it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it anyway. So, no, I'm not going to let you kill yourself because I saved money for you. That's dumb. So, and sometimes the culture is dumb. Yes. Call DHS. Everybody does. So why not? You know, why not you too? So, you know, have at it, baby. Good luck with that. Let's see how that turns out for you. You're still none of you going to find it because I'm the only one got the codes. And so, and I'm just that guy, you know, because it was my money to start with.
Right.
That I gave you. And now we're not going to let you, you know, so. You just kind of have to have the old school parent idea of like I'm in charge,
right? And I'm going to love you even when it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, the inmates don't run the freaking asylum at the Ramseys. All right, up next, Savannah in Olympia, Washington. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I have a question about a potential job change for my husband and what our next steps should be. We are almost finished with baby step 3A, and my husband is looking at moving divisions within his work. We are unsure if the pay will be the same. He is excited for this new opportunity, but it feels like it, and he feels like it would be a better fit for our family because it's a telework position. My husband's current position is demanding overtime hours where he is on the road anywhere between 3 to 5 days a week, and it is negatively affecting our family. Financially, our rent and expenses has increased dramatically over the past year, and there isn't a lot of wiggle room. Without overtime,
Stop. Why did your expenses increase dramatically over the last year?
Rent has increased almost $800, and we have our one-year-old is now eating, and we are now homeschooling.
What does your husband make? What does your husband make?
He currently makes 90.
And what would he go to if he took this job? Do you know? You don't know
it
yet.
It depends. So we get what Seattle pay
mentality
now.
What's the worst case scenario?
The worst case scenario is that we lose $20,000
okay.
a year.
Okay. Here's another one. C, none of the above.
Okay.
Go get a job where he has a life and makes 90. He doesn't have to stay with his company.
You've backed yourself into a corner.
You feel like you've narrowed yourself down. You have only two options. Jeez, there's 9 million places you can work. Why do you only have two options? No. Change jobs. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, is my co-host today in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Jeremy and Becky are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Dave. We're good.
Welcome. Where do you guys live?
Denver, Colorado.
Welcome. Good to have you guys. We're glad to have you. How much debt did you pay off?
$125,000.
Woo! How long did that take?
23 months.
Good for you. And your range of income during that time?
We started at 65 and then up to 150 and now around 110.
Awesome. So what do you guys do for a living?
I'm a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a quality engineer.
Okay. So you turned it on to get out of debt and then turned it back down so you could have a life.
We had a baby.
Oh, there's that. Okay.
So I'm part-time, and I'm home with my daughter.
That's a good life to have right there. I like that life. So what kind of debt was this $125,000?
My grad school student loans.
All of it.
All of it.
Straight up Sallie Mae.
She's out of the house.
Decided to kick her out so we could have a baby.
That's right.
I like it. Need to have room. Sallie, you got to leave.
It's only a two-bedroom house. We needed extra space for the baby.
That's it, Sallie. You can't stay. I like it. I like it. I like it. So what happened 23 months ago? How'd you get connected to this whole Ramsey Way thing?
Well, it was a little bit before that. We got Gazelle Intense 23 months ago. But right before that, my husband lost his job. And then we realized, oh my gosh, we have a lot of debt. This is not good. And then COVID.
Of course.
And then everyone thought that they were going to lose their jobs, including myself. And we were like, this is really bad. And we had read your book. We had gotten the really old school FPU from a patient of mine. And then we did that. But then beginning of COVID, you did the free 2-week FPU trial. So we just blew through that and said, let's do it.
Binged it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Instead of Netflix, we binged FPU.
That's better than Tiger King.
It was, we missed Tiger King. Yeah, we did FPU instead.
You missed nothing. Oh, way to go, you guys.
Yeah.
So that got you completely geared up and ready to go, and 23 months game on. Jobs come back in, and you just start smacking the thing around.
Yeah, everyone stayed at home, and I got two extra jobs. I was working 12 hours a day.
Whoa.
Yeah, we were really going. So, I'm glad to not have to do
and
that
what's your
anymore.
Baby's name?
Bridget.
And how old is she?
She turns 1 year in 2 days.
Okay, so kind of in the middle of this, Bridget comes along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're working like crazy while you're super pregnant.
Yes.
She was. Yeah,
I slowed down a little bit, as one does when they start to waddle.
We slowed it down to a waddle. Yes, we did.
Yeah,
I like that.
Instead
That's
of a
good.
Side hustle, it was That's a good. Side crawl.
Side shuffle.
Side waddle.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I like it. That's good. That's a good phrase. That's good. That's smart. How long y'all been married?
It'll be 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, 6 years.
In October.
So 2 years of the 6 years you've been doing this stuff, and then COVID, of course, is part of the sentence, right? But COVID and all this. And it's like something, like we have to have this qualifier in everything we do for at least the next 5 years or so, and then we'll move on and forget about, let's forget about it. So now,
let me ask this. I'm going to throw this out there and feel free just to dismiss it, okay? But I hear this a lot doing debt-free screams for the last few years. When it comes to one person has a lot of student loans, there ends up being some shame on the part of the person who has the student loans, and there becomes a little bit of frustration that I'm having to work like crazy and I kind of lost my wife because of her student loans. How did y'all navigate that? Because it's just hard.
It was hard. It definitely was hard. I had just paid my student loans.
He was deciding,
I'm going
to be honest.
I know he was. He's like, she's holding my hand, but there's millions watching.
Yeah, I had just paid my student loans off a couple of years before that. And, when I found out, because I didn't really actually know how much she had when I found out, and we started this journey together, I was just like, oh, how are we going to do this? There's no way. It just seems like a mountain we can't climb.
Yeah.
And we climbed a lot of mountains in Colorado.
Yes, we did. but we just, finding FPU and just buckling down and chipping away at it,
kind of puts all the emotions of shame or resentment, either one, in the rearview mirror when you got a goal.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And knowing that she loved her job, too, it was worth the...
Worth cleaning up the mess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very good, you guys. Well done. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Who were your biggest cheerleaders?
Well, I feel like everyone thought we were really crazy at first, because everyone, especially during COVID, they were like, why are you going out? Why are you working? Like, you need to stay home and quarantine. I'm like, yeah, but I cannot live with like this anymore. And then as the ball got rolling, I think all of our family jumped on board. You know, my mother-in-law and sister-in-law are here today celebrating with us. So
that's good.
It took a minute, but I think everyone was pretty excited afterwards.
Yeah, once they realized how much we did in 1 year, they were all like, "Oh wow, this is possible."
Yeah.
You guys how hard was it making that kind of money and driving the used car?
The car reminded us a lot because I feel like I had to keep taking it into the shop to get it fixed. We cash flowed a lot of stuff during this time too.
Yeah.
Being paying for the baby,
dogs ACL surgeries.
Dog cost a lot of money. Thank God she's cute.
Yeah,
her knee. She had two knee surgeries during all this. Wow. Dogs are expensive.
Yeah, they are. They can be. Yeah. Especially free dogs. They
that's pretty much. That's exactly what this is. Yeah.
I never had a free one that ended up that way. Free.
Yeah.
So way to go, you guys. So proud of y'all.
Thanks.
Well done. Very well done. We got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That's the next chapter in this story for sure. You're on your way. Total Money Makeover. You can give that away to somebody maybe who is a doubter. Maybe you can get them on your team now and get them going. And also Financial Peace University, a one-year membership.
Cool.
And the since you've seen it, there's all brand new videos. Not all, but largely. Dr. John Deloney and George Campbell, Rachel Cruz, and I are all in there now. And it's really, really strong. So go back through it if you want, or give it away, either one, whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
It's all good. And so very, very well done. Now, what do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
Don't give up. Mm. Just don't give up.
You know, we had to make major changes to our lifestyle, but we did it together. I feel like having a partner, and you can do it without, you know, a spouse too, but it was really nice to have someone there on the same page and really working through it together.
Yeah, the built-in accountability, the built-in encouragement.
Yeah,
is really cool.
Yeah,
when it's working that way, it's working right.
Yeah. I mean, we made some other. You probably be mortified. We've learned being in Nashville that there's a lot of really great meat and yummy, like chicken, like Nashville hot chicken and stuff. But we became vegetarian during all this to save money.
Okay.
and minimalist to save money too. So
that's all good.
It's beautiful. Yeah. We love the life we live now.
You get to choose what you want to do. That's what this is about.
We have a lot of freedom to make choices that didn't get to
make
before.
Less worry.
All right. Is Bridget going to be in the shot with us while we do a debt-free scream? You want to bring her in?
Oh, it'll be maybe a debt-free whisper. She's really tired.
We don't want her to be scared. Yeah. We don't want to scare her. But we do need to celebrate your incredible milestone. Well done. Jeremy and Becky and Bridget, Denver, Colorado, $125,000 paid off in 23 months, making 65 to 150 to 110. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
We're debt-free.
Yay! She made it. Great. Woo-hoo! This is how it's done. This is how it's done. I love it. I love it. I love it. Doesn't get any better than this. So proud of you guys. Very, very cool.
One of my favorite things is when somebody makes a choice. I'm going to set down my shame. I'm going to set down my resentment. And you mentioned you got to have a goal, and I think you got to have a plan, something you can, a track you can follow. I'm going to take a couple steps. I'm going to take a little step. I'm going to take a little step, and then we're going to get there together. But it took two people saying, I'm going to set this thing down and quit carrying it. And I just love that.
Yeah. And then it's in the rearview mirror.
Yes.
Because you move on.
Because we're going this way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Love it. This is the Ramsey Show. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author of the book Own Your Past, Change Your Future, is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Mitchell is with us in Salt Lake City. Hi, Mitchell. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure. What's up?
So, my whole life I've been pretty financially stable. I would consider myself a frugal person. Recently, my world got turned upside down. My wife and I, we just had triplets.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's usually the reaction I get from people. And it's just really just thrown a wrench in what and how I've been planning financially. So a few months ago, well, November of last year, we got pregnant. And right around that time, we had bought in our first house. And it was actually a duplex. And the numbers were so good on the duplex that we could actually live in one side completely free. The other side was actually paying for the whole mortgage and some. So we were planning on living in the duplex for years, a long time, not having any, not having to make any payments. We have debt, obviously, but we were comfortable with the debt in that house. And then when we found out we were having triplets, there's just no way we can fit in there. It's really small. It's old, and we just don't want to raise our family in there. So now, currently, we are under contract to buy our first house, and I'm just freaking out because I hate debt, and I just feel like I'm making a bad financial decision. But I just wanted to reach out to you guys and see, you know, what your thoughts are on what I'm doing.
Did you sell the duplex?
So we haven't sold the duplex because now we have renters on both sides. I'm currently living with my parents, and they're helping us with the triplets.
Sell the duplex.
And sell the duplex?
Yes.
And even so, and the cash flow on the duplex, so right now we're
cash flows. It cash flows if they pay.
You're right.
They don't always pay. True. You have stress because you're carrying a bunch of debt that you can't on a rental property that you can't afford. And if it doesn't work, it's going to go sideways, and you're feeling that in your chest, along with the weight of three triplets standing on your chest.
Yeah. So you're right. There that stress does. I mean, I'm just stressed all the time now.
Yeah, like I understand.
No matter what the scenario is, I'm just stressed out.
Well, it's because you're trying to keep everything. You're trying to keep the past dream and stitch it to the future new reality, and they don't fit together. Dump the duplex, move on with your brand new awesome life, but it's a completely different life than your little plan.
You haven't got it through your head yet. Everything is different now.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I know that everything's different now.
So how much is the house payment on the new house going to be?
So on the new house, the payment would be about $3,100.
Nice house.
$3,100 on the new house.
And what is the household income take-home pay?
So household income. So my wife currently, she's not working. She's full-time mom.
And, she had triplets. You know,
yep.
She's for sure working, dude.
Oh, I know. She works a lot harder than I do. And I let her know that.
She's not working outside the home. Dude, okay, yeah. So what do you make, dude?
So I'm doing about $200,000 to $300,000 a year.
You're fine. Sell the duplex. Here's what's going on, okay? You are, because I'm you, that's how I can just, it's easy for me to read this, because I'm like a super planner. Uh-huh. I mean, I know what I'm going to be doing in March right now.
Yep.
Okay? It's ridiculous how ridiculously anal I am about this. I mean, I love having a plan. When we go on vacation, I know what we're going to be doing the whole time on vacation, or it is not relaxing to me.
Yeah.
It's not relaxing to me to not know. Not knowing is stressful for me, okay? You're that guy. You're like that, right?
I'm the same person.
You had this all dialed in, and the car hit the wall. I mean, it was like NASCAR. Engine up in the stands. Doors flew off. Your plan just disintegrated. Thank goodness it was for a joyful reason.
Yeah, no, they're a blessing.
But it completely, you know, so now what you've got to do is you got to regroup, and it's going to take you a little while to sweep the corners out of all the wreckage and now build a new plan with the new situation, and you make a ton of money. You're in a great situation. You got three wonderful babies. You got a wonderful wife wanting to take care of them, and now you got a nice house to stay in instead of that cheap butt duplex you had stuck your wife in making $300,000.
Yeah. I haven't even mentioned yet that we also need to buy a van because they don't fit in our cars.
So save up and buy a little cheap van, or pay whatever you save up whatever you can pay cash for, and then move up a little bit in van later and get a little better one later.
That's the other thing is people, these these triplets are teeny tiny little humans, and we feel like, oh, I'm bringing home a 12-pound human, or a 10-pound human, or a 6-pound human. They need their own bedroom, their own furniture set, their own. They don't.
They don't take up a much room.
They don't
yet.
Right. They will, but they don't. You've got a few years.
They need three car seats.
They need three
car
seats.
You can put that in a sedan.
That's right.
You know.
Be uncomfortable and annoying and all that, but you can do it. Right?
Yep. You're going to be fine, Mitchell. You're just going through.
Congratulations. You're in shock.
Yeah. You're just going through shock. I mean, you're a planner, and your plan got destroyed.
Yeah.
And until you get your plan rebuilt, you're going to feel the stress, and it's going to take you a little while to get accustomed to the new rhythm of life and put the plan in place, and then you're going to be there. But I mean, it's what you say all the time. You got to grieve the thing that what you thought it was going to be is not going to be.
So you got to
grieve that and go, I thought this kind of, yes, I can't say out loud babies suck, but three of them at one time,
it's hard.
It kind of sucks a little bit, you know. And then there's awesome, all the awesomeness, but there's a little bit of you that goes,
that's right.
You know, and so that's reality, and that's okay. But you're not allowed to say that out loud.
I know.
I'll get trashed on Twitter just because I said that. So
it's both.
I get trashed on Twitter every day. So
that's
it's
exactly
okay.
Right.
It's just
hey,
part
so
of
let me ask you a mechanics question. Let's say he was going to profit $100,000 from the sale of this duplex.
Yep.
It'd appreciate that much.
Yep.
Would it be best for him to take? I'm assuming his house payment is probably about $500,000. It's going to be his mortgage. So would it be better for him to put $100,000 down and drop that $3,100 a month to $2,800 a month, or to just go ahead and make the loan and then immediately dump $100,000 on top of it?
Because I think he's already got the house.
Okay.
No, it's under contract.
It's under contract, yeah.
Yeah, if you get the duplex sold in time, put it as additional down payment and have a smaller payment.
Because that would be,
I would throw it all at that, unless you need a little of it to buy a van, but
there you go.
The rest of it, I mean, let's be debt, he said he was debt free, yeah. So what kind of van are we going to buy making $300,000? I mean, go get you.
I like the idea of collapsing that monthly payment as much as I can.
Yeah, well, I always put everything down on the house I can. That's above right. The emergency fund.
There you go.
And above, in this case, a new van and the second and third baby bed, and so whatever it is you got to buy, right? And so it's a thing. But Mitchell, you're going through a normal human adjustment to a shock to your system, and that causes stress,
right?
And if you didn't feel all of this in the form of stress, you would be psychotic.
You'd go see a doctor, right? Yeah.
And so, you know, normal humans, when they go through what you have gone through, have a moment, you know, that, you know, just so the good news is you're normal,
right? And let's chip away at it, right? Because if you're a planner, you've already started thinking, oh gosh, I'm gonna have to have $100,000 a semester for these three, and so don't go 20 years down the road and start creating catastrophes that you've got to solve today. Just start following the plan, chip away at it, and chip away at it.
Old minister was working the altar, and a friend of mine's young boy came forward and years ago and told me the story. He became a pastor later, and he said this guy was a visiting evangelist, and he went up and he asked for prayer. He said, I'm 14 years old, and he said, I'm having lustful thoughts about girls. And the minister laid his hands on him, and he prayed, Lord, thank you, this boy is normal.
Just relieve you of the stress.
Yeah. I mean, you're normal, Mitchell. That's, I mean, right. This is what you're in. You're in this situation, and so you're normal. Thank goodness you're okay. Now you're going to work through the things that are causing you anxiety, limit them, develop a plan, cut loose the old stuff from the old dream. The duplex is gone, and we move forward into the new dream.
You don't have time to be a landlord.
And then everything will calm back down, and you'll get your little planning self together. I know this because I have to do it all the time. This is how I live my life. So I'm right there with you, brother. Good question, and congratulations.
Congrats,
Mitchell.
Man. Way to go, Mitch.
Happy three times over. Awesome. This is The Ramsey Show. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Ken Coleman Show.
Are you doing what you were born to do? I'm Ken Coleman, host of The Ken Coleman Show, where I give you practical advice to help you discover your purpose and then map out a plan to get you there. From accounting to advertising, from plumbing to production, You were created to fill a unique role, and the world needs what you have to offer. Join me on The Ken Coleman Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.